The National Football Foundation will announce its top scholar athlete on Tuesday at the 61st Annual Awards Dinner in New York. 179 semifinalists are now down to 13 finalists, including Wisconsin Badgers senior safety Dakota Dixon. Hi, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime for more info or if you'd like to give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Dakota Dixon's been on everybody's football and academic watch list this year. He's a rehab psychology major from Oak Hill, Florida. He's with me on the show once again. So a finalist for this Campbell Trophy along with an $18,000 post-grad scholarship. What does this mean to you?
I'm just thankful, very privileged and honored to be in such good company. I mean, some of those guys have pretty good GPAs. I mean, I think I graduated with a 3.3. Some of these dudes have like a 3.9 in engineering and all of this. And a lot of them have done a lot of great, awesome things, starting foundations, et cetera. I mean, it's crazy to really – I didn't honestly think my name deserved to be in that that category with those guys or even nominated for this award, really. But I think it really also is just a testament to, you know, the people that have been in my life, the people that I have been fortunate to call family, and the people I've been able to form and establish great relationships with. It really just goes to a testament to show that, you know, and even for those other guys as well, you know, none of us did this on our own. None of us got here on our own. I think, you know, that's why it's so unique, because, you know, things happen the way they happen and you have no idea. You know, 15 years ago, I would have never expected that I would be in college football and you know, doing all of these things and being nominated for awards and things of that nature. So it's really, you know, a testament to the people also that has been in our lives and that is that God has placed in our lives to nurture us and to love us and to get us this far, you know, because you can't do it by yourself. You cannot do it by yourself. So I think that's really, really important. You know, and to my stepmom, Beth, she's been amazing, you know. Family has never been just about blood relation to me. I didn't learn that at a young age. You know, a white woman took care of me, and she's always been a mom to me, you know. So it's special, you know. It's special because it really makes me think about the people that have, you know, been in my life and that really impacted me and got me to be where I am today.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, this will be the first of two trips to New York for Dakota. The second will be for that Pinstripe Bowl. The Badgers are going to play Miami again, this time a little further north at the Pinstripe Bowl on December 27th in New York at Yankee Stadium. So this will be your last game, this bowl game. What would you like to be remembered for as a Wisconsin Badger? What do you think your legacy will be there?
That's a good question. I think the biggest thing is God. I don't want it to be about me. Anytime that I've given a testimony or shared, you know, some of my personal life and things of that nature, I think a lot of people, you know, and it's good. A lot of people were encouraged and felt, you know, they felt like lighthearted and good-hearted because they heard a good story or something like that. I've often heard that it was a feel-good story, some stuff like that. And so I just think that is much more than just even encouragement. I think it really just is a testament that how God really does wonders in the lives of people in general. And it, oftentimes it's not even the people that you expect. It's not even the people necessarily that are religious necessarily. I wasn't religious necessarily growing up. So it really just goes to show how much God loves us and how much he really does watch over us and how much he protects us and how much he actually plants our footsteps and our paths. And, you know, it's just crazy because I think Wisconsin developed my faith more than it really developed me as a football player. And though it has developed me as a football player, I think the biggest thing I'll walk away from this place with is my faith. And I think that will serve me of much greater value than playing football as I walk into life. So the biggest thing I definitely want people to remember is how much God loves us and how much, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, that you cannot outsend God's grace. You cannot even limit his grace. Oftentimes I find myself limiting his grace, and he overwhelms me with his love and his just grace and his power. So I think that's the biggest thing that I would definitely want people to remember is how much God loves you and to really fathom how deep his love really goes.
Amen. Senior safety Dakota Dixon of the Wisconsin Badger football team, and he is one of the finalists for the Campbell Trophy, which is given to the nation's top scholar football player out of the hundreds across the nation. Dakota, we congratulate you on that, and let's have you return one final day, if you will, and we'll visit about this season, the good, the bad, and the ugly, maybe on the field more bad and ugly, but some good things happened too. We'll ask you about that next time, all right?
Okay, sounds good.